everything will be all right. Someone at the sound of our voice this morning needs to hear those words permeate through the speakers. Listen, man of God, woman of God, we want you to know and be encouraged this morning that everything will be all right. Hallelujah this morning. The word of the Lord is coming from Zechariah chapter 9:9-12. And this is the word of the Lord. Rejoice greatly, daughters of Zion. Shout, daughters of Jerusalem, behold, thy king comes to you. He's just, having salvation, humble, riding upon a donkey, upon a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the heathen. And watch this, his dominion. Say that with me, prophetess. His dominion.
His dominion.
Say it again. His dominion.
His dominion.
His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Yes.
As for us also, by the blood of your covenant, I've sent forth the prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Verse 12, turn to the stronghold. Prisoners of hope.
Come on.
Today, somebody say today.
Today.
Today do I declare that I will restore double unto you. That's a good word right there, people of God. When we are walking in dominion and authority, we must understand that God seeks to give you double for your trouble.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
That is a good word this morning.
Praise the Lord, people of God. I declare to you on this Sunday morning, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will persevere in this season. And every single battle you face, I declare that you will win. We got some good news. You are a winner. And even Come right on. Now, things are turning around for you. If you are listening to us this morning, it's not by mistake. Hey, things are shifting in your favor.
Yes,
things are turning around for you. If you are receiving this word, and now we need you to mix it with your faith, we declare your case is different, child
My
of God.
God.
What happens to others can't just happen to you.
Yes.
I need you to decree that out of your mouth and set the atmosphere.
Yes.
Say, whatever happens to others cannot happen
whatever
to me because
to
my case is different and I have kingdom rights
my
in
God.
This season.
Hallelujah.
I will no longer survive, but I will begin to thrive in everything I do as I exercise
my
authority in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call that exhortation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We call that edification.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
We call that comfort.
Hallelujah.
In the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to know that this is your season to walk in dominion.
Come
this is a season for you to walk in authority. The Lord is declaring today that as you have faith in the anointed Jesus, he is going to elevate you. This is your season, praise God. Watch this, to take command of your future.
My God.
That's a good word right there. As you have faith in God, he wants you to understand, child of God, that you are going to take command over your future. How are we going to do this? As we are led by the Holy Spirit. Yes. He says, he that are led of the Holy Spirit, we are the what? Sons of God. Touch your neighbor right now and say, you are a son of God.
You are a son of
God. Oh, this is the entry point. Look at your neighbor and say, you are a son of
God. You are a son of
God. You don't know what you will become, but praise the name of the Lord. As we declare we are the sons of God, things will begin to happen on the inside of us and happen in our lives. Why? Because we have faith in the anointed Jesus.
Yes.
We want you to understand today that as you walk in dominion and authority and you allow the anointing to be first in your life, he will elevate you into the next level of his glory. The scripture declares in Revelations 11:15, people of God, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord
Hallelujah.
And his Christ. Somebody say the anointing.
The anointing.
The anointing. And he shall reign, hallelujah, or have dominion forever. What does that mean, child of God? It means that you're going to dominate in Christ.
Come on.
It means that your sphere of influence, praise the name of the Lord, no matter the industry you work in, the Lord is declaring that as you allow the Holy Spirit to be first in your life and you walk by faith, he says you're going to dominate your sphere of influence because the presence of God, hallelujah, will be with you.
Praise the Lord. My God, the Lord has put some dreams in your heart that he wants to birth out of you. And we decree that that time is now. God wants to bring it to pass. He wants to bring those dreams, those visions that he has given you. He wants to birth them right now. And you're going to do that as you take your authority in Christ and exercise your dominion.
That is so good. Watch this. We have to understand today that we have angelic assistance.
Come on.
Say that with me. Say angelic assistance.
Angelic assistance.
Say it again. Say angelic
assistance. Angelic assistance.
We have to understand in this new covenant and in the old, we saw the angels of the Lord move on behalf of God's people. We need you to understand that if you're going to dominate in this season, you're going to speak the word of God and the angels of the Lord are going to come and move on your behalf. If we recall in the scripture, after Jesus resisted the temptation of the enemy, the Bible declares that the angel came to do what? Strengthen him. We declare in this hour that the angels of the Lord are going to speak a word into your spirit and strengthen you. Watch this, people of God. The word of the Lord declares in Psalms 103:20. He says, bless the Lord. Oh, somebody's got to bless the Lord this morning. He says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that do what? Excel in strength, that do his commandments, that hearken to the voice of his word. Verse 21, bless ye the Lord. Somebody's got to bless the Lord this morning. He said, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure, bless the Lord. Somebody's got to bless the Lord this morning. He says, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I need somebody to understand what I just said. Watch this. When you bless the Lord, you give him access, my God. You give him access into the places of your life, and God will take dominion in those areas. See, what the Lord has taught us, people of God, listen, you can only have what you declare.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey. You can only have what you say, my God, and you can only have what you see.
Glory.
And we came to bless
God.
Somebody this morning, people of God. If you are believing God for anything, you've got to open up your mouth and declare the word of the Lord, and by faith, my God, you shall dominate in this season. He says, faith speaks what it believes. The Bible tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord do what?
Say so.
Somebody's got to say something this morning. Hallelujah.
Hey.
You've got to open up your mouth and declare the works of the Lord and give him access, my God, so that you can dominate in this season.
Did you know wherever you go, God wants you to bring it under heaven's government?
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to declare it by the power of the Holy Spirit that this is a set time for you to walk in the dominion of Christ and for you to be bold as a lion. You are from the tribe of Judah. Roar the word of God against the adversary and declare the works of the Lord. In the book of Proverbs 28, verse 1, the word says, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Okay. Okay, you might say, well, how am I righteous? What do I have to do to become righteous? I'm glad you asked. The day you declare what your father said in heaven, on earth, and said the same exact thing as you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you became righteous in God of what Jesus Christ did for you as you received it by faith. And now you can be bold as a lion at every stubborn situation, every dead thing in your life, every backward cycle, put it under the subjection of the word of God and speak with boldness and accuracy and confidence in the word of God.
That is so good. I receive that.
Hallelujah.
I will speak with boldness and accuracy in the word of God, in the things of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is a good word. Watch this, prophetess. The Lord has revealed to us according to the scripture that we just read. He said, rejoice greatly.
My God.
See, hallelujah. You can always see somebody that's walking in dominion. Why? Because they got a praise on the inside.
Yes,
they know how to rejoice. Why? Whoa. Watch this. My God, I'm about to bless you because you're going
to
praise him for what's already done.
Hallelujah.
This morning. We're not praising him for what he's going to do.
Come on.
We're going to praise him because it's already done.
Yes,
my
Lord.
Goodness, it's a position, my God.
Hey.
When you're dominating in the kingdom of God, there is a position that you're going to operate in. How is it? It's a position of praise. We're talking about a praise this morning. We're talking about a crazy praise. Watch this. The word great means force.
Glory to God.
Oh, I need you to hear that this morning. The word great means force. Mm. That means he said rejoice with force.
Jesus.
Rejoice with abundance. Rejoice with greatness. Rejoice, my God, hey. Like it's the last praise you got
Hallelujah.
For the week, my God.
Hey.
Give him all of the praise and give him all of the glory. Why? Because it's already done. I need somebody to hear this today. It's a radical praise.
Glory to God.
We call it a radical praise. We call it exceeding glad. Mm. Is there anybody out there this morning that's exceedingly glad for the things of God? It's a purposed praise. How many got a purpose praise on the inside? Oh, I got a purpose praise. I came to the sanctuary to bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I came with a praise. I got a purpose praise this morning. The enemy has tried to stop me and the enemy has tried to take me down, but I got a purpose praise on the inside and I've got to let it out.
Hallelujah. You will not be stopped in this season,
Hallelujah.
Child of God. Speak to your atmosphere by faith and
yes,
say,
Lord.
I have dominion
My
in
God.
Christ Jesus.
Come on.
Robo Shete.
Yes, God.
I have dominion
in
Christ Jesus,
in Christ
and I
Jesus.
Am persevering in this season.
My God,
say you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And you can find that in Romans 8:37.
My goodness. That's so good.
Hallelujah.
That's so good. Watch this, people of God. The Lord has revealed to us that when we see through the eyes of faith.
Yes.
When we see through the eyes of faith,
come on,
you will walk in another level and another dimension of God's glory.
Hallelujah.
See, Zechariah was attempting to get the people to put their eyes on God.
Jesus.
I need somebody to hear this morning, people of God. We need you to open up your ears, your spiritual ears, and hear us this morning. He needs you to see through the eyes of your spiritual faith.
Yes.
He needs you to open up your heart to him. Listen, God is declaring in this hour that as you focus, my God, your faith into the power of the Holy Spirit, God is going to cause you to dominate circumstances. People are not going to understand why things are happening for you that are not happening for others. It's because you have put your eyes, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
on the things of God. Watch this. The scripture is telling us that Zechariah is declaring that the king is coming to them. He's just.
Hallelujah.
He has salvation. He has humility with him. We know the story. He rides it on a donkey, according to John 12:15. We know that this occurs. Even though they don't know that this is going to happen, he is declaring that if they walk by faith and receive that Jesus is coming at some point, the Bible is telling us, people of God, that he would protect them.
Come on.
I need somebody to hear that this morning. Listen, God will protect you. The scripture declares he'll be an enemy to your enemy and an adversary to your adversary.
Jesus.
Come on in here, somebody, this morning. Come on in here, Holy Ghost.
Yes,
praise the name of the Lord. The Lord wants somebody to understand he'll be an enemy to your enemies. You don't have to fight your own
battle. Hallelujah.
That's the word of the Lord this morning. When you're dominating in Christ Jesus, you don't have to fight your own battles. The Lord is going to fight for you. God is going to give you the victory. There's a word, prophetess, that the Lord gave to me. He said, countless victories.
Hey!
Countless victories.
Glory to God.
Not one victory this week and one at the end of the week. He said, countless
Hallelujah.
Victories. You're going to have so many victories, you ain't going to be able to keep up with them. That's how much God
Jesus.
Seeks to bless you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah this morning. The Lord wants you to know that he wants you to dominate and walk in authority.
Sir, ma'am, you are coming out on top.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. I want you to receive this by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are coming out on top.
Yes.
Why is that? Let's look at 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God.
Yes.
Okay. Right now, listen. You are of God, little children.
My God.
And have overcome them.
Yes.
Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I need you to focus on that. You got the greater one on the inside of you. You have the hope of glory on the inside of you. And greater is he that is in you than the depression, the oppression, the rejection, the lack, the sickness, the evil, the violence, the strife that is in the world. You got the greater one on the inside of you. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You have Christ and his anointing. You have the anointed one and his anointing on the inside of you.
Yes.
So speak and declare the works of the Lord and exercise your authority starting today in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We're going to give you two quick points. He wants you to understand you're delivered by the blood.
Hey.
See, the scripture says, as for us also, by the blood of the covenant,
yes,
we have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. God wants you to know in this season that the blood of Jesus is going to pull you out. Why? Praise because you're Lord, chosen, because you're covenant people. Listen, the Lord wants you to understand this last point, that he wants to restore double unto you.
Glory
the spirit of grace said, as you walk in that dominating and power in his authority, God is going to take the prisoners of hope, those walking in the expectation of God, and he's going to restore double for your trouble.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Be blessed, people of God.
Be blessed.
My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to hear their message over again, just go to www.gospelforjesus.com. That's www.gospelforjesus.com. The messages are posted there for your listening pleasure anytime, anywhere in the world. And Pastor, would you like to invite them to church also this morning?
Praise God. People of God, listen, come on out. Join us Sunday morning. A great worship experience. Praise God, where the Holy Spirit will feel the atmosphere and there will be a sound that'll shift your atmosphere in Jesus' name.